Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. One of my favorite parts of our radio show that we have every week is our lightning round, and that's where I answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. So we're going to play one of those for you right now. I think it's great to get to hear just what are people thinking about. And if you have a question, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and enjoy this segment from our lightning round. Let's transition to our lightning round. Now, this is the time every week when I answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. If you have a question about anything that you've heard on the show today, take a minute, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. We're able to feature some of those questions in the show, but every person who writes in gets a response from me about their situation. Again, that's mylifeismore.com. All right, our first question is from Julie. Julie writes, my husband and I are about to sell our home, but are now considering whether we should keep it as a rental property for the future. What are your thoughts? Julie, thanks so much for writing in. It's a tough one right now, and there's no easy, clear-cut way. For a lot of folks, this isn't even a question, right? Because if you're at the point of selling your home, you need to, because you need the equity in the home for your down payment on the next home. But if you're in a place where you know you have enough in savings that you can provide that 20% down, you don't have mortgage insurance on your next home, and you have the ability to keep your existing property and rent it out, there's some great advantages to that, right? One great advantage is that if you can get enough in rental income to basically cover the mortgage that you have on there, assuming you still have a mortgage on there, then you're not paying much. You know, you might have the random emergency come up that you have to cover extra things at that house, but month over month, it's not a massive expense for you to own it. And that mortgage is getting paid down. And over time, the property value is hopefully rising. And so long term, you have this great asset. Okay, that's the positive of doing this. The negative is, A, you have to be a landlord. Not everyone's cut out to be a landlord. So from a quality of life perspective, that can be stressful. B, if you don't have a renter, then you're saddled with two mortgages. So when you have those interim periods where you don't have somebody, that can be financial stress. And C, the market is up right now. Okay, we are sitting right now at the top, just like we're at the top of the investment market, we're also pretty darn high on the real estate market. Since the bottom, since the crash, the housing crash, it's been the third fastest growing housing market in history ever recorded. And so it's a great time to sell. So if you're definitely buying regardless, it's a great time to sell at top value. And I wouldn't guarantee that in 5, 6, 7 years, your house's value will keep going up at the rate that it's been, right? It's almost, a lot of people are wondering if we're a little overvalued on houses right now. Now, again, if you're looking long-term then, and you're looking way down the road and you go, well, we've got enough in savings to cover not only down payment, but also if we don't have a renter for a while and we want that long-term investment, it could be a great idea, but it's also a great time to sell in the markets at the top.